With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Mike, welcome back to town. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Dom. And I don't golf.
Well, you're busy causing enough of a ruckus there in Florida. And this made national news on 4chan. So as I understand it, you had these neo-Nazi types, whatever, that were threatening people, right? Hate groups. And you went after them in true Chitwood style, which is very, very direct. They came after you, a failed swatting of your parents' house.
Wow.
But in Upper Darby?
No, they live around the corner from me down here.
Oh, okay. And harassing one of your daughters. Wow. When that happens, Mike, boy, it's the gloves are off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The gloves are off. This this clown group is called the GDL, Goyim Defense League. And 2 days prior to our incident here, one of their scumbag clown members ambushed two Jewish Orthodox members as they were entering a synagogue in L.A. And then you fast forward 2 days here in Daytona Beach during the Daytona 500 weekend, they were delivering pamphlets of hate and exterminate the Jews. They went into our Jewish neighborhoods. They were using a projector to broadcast messages outside of the speedway on the facade of the building that actually looked like the speedway was putting out this hate stuff. So I decided that, you know, we have to identify who they are and let the community know what was in our neighborhood. So I held a press conference and I put up the mugshots of the 15 of them or so that were here and put up their criminal histories. Everything in their background from murder to trying to solicit a 14-year-old for sex online. And I wanted everybody to know who these scumbag, cowardly people were that, you know, hit homes, went on private property to drop these leaflets with wood chips that were simulated to be cyanide pills.
Oh.
And then after that, the threats came pouring in, and Central Florida Intelligence Exchange, CFIS, picked up the one where my buddy, who's coming down here to stay at the happiest place on earth pretty soon, the Volusia County Branch Jail, started posting that I am the problem and a bullet in the back of my head is the only way to resolve that problem.
Wow. So he's in your jail now, the guy from...
Now, we're waiting to extradite to come down here. But, you know, that 4chan,
yeah,
that group, that... where this guy that massacred all those people in Buffalo in the supermarket, that's where he got indoctrinated into this radical neo-Nazi stuff that's going on.
Well, Mike, it is incredible to see what you're doing there. Now, our mutual friend John said that, you know, you're in Florida. You had a lot of work here in the Philadelphia police. You've seen a lot of mayors and people that were in charge. How do you assess where we are now? What does Mike Chitwood think?
It breaks my heart, Dom, to see my hometown like that. Not only do I still have Eagles season tickets, so I'm up there 6 or 7 weekends a year with my grandson.
Saw you at St. Joe's game, right?
Go Birds.
You saw me at St. Go Birds, right?
Yeah.
And I was up there for Officer Fitzgerald's funeral because I had worked with his mom and dad in Philadelphia. I had my honor guard up there. And I have to tell you, in line at the viewing and then outside of the church, talking to members that I knew, young cops that worked for me when I was a sergeant who are now captains and inspectors, and just to hear the frustration in their voice with the administration, the lack of support, what's going on with Krasner, that you're locking up people with guns and nobody's seeing any type of jail time unless you're a cop. It's just is heartbreaking to see a place that you love and you grew up in and know there's so much talent in that department, but yet, you know, they can't hire. They can't hire anybody. They have no leadership. It's sad. The mayor, you know, I remember when he screamed bloody murder when Timoney took our slapjacks off of us, and he was screaming that he was going to get a cop killed.
Yep.
What happened to him?
That's what the people over on 2 Street would like to no, you're exactly right. He had that type of history, Mike. When did you leave and when did you become a sheriff in Florida?
I left in 2005 to become the police chief in Shawnee, Oklahoma. I was there a year.
That's right.
Then 2006, I became the chief in Daytona. I was there for 10 and a half years, got elected in 2016, took office in 2017, got reelected unopposed in 2020.
So do you feel the governor, at least, and others are pro-law enforcement in Florida?
This is unbelievable, Dom, when you look at the legislation that has been passed since 2020 in the state of Florida to protect and give officers the tools that they need to do their job. I was pushing 80 vacancies. I have a 500 sworn and about another 500 civilians that work for me. And we're not like the sheriffs in Pennsylvania. We're actually a full-service policing organization. We have 12 openings now. The governor allowed me to have my own academy. There's a $5,000 signing bonus if you come in from out of state with experience and a $1,000 relocation check that he gives you. There's tuition reimbursement if you opt to go to school choice. If you're an officer and you want to move your kid out of public school and put them into a charter school or a parochial school, there's tuition monies available to help offset that cost for you. If you're coming in out of the military, it's the same kind of thing. They waive all the fees. So as a result of that, I have 2 Philadelphia police officers working for me now.
Not surprising, but let's ask you, would you ever consider, let's say somehow or another, because a couple of these people that are running for mayor, we've interviewed them intensely, they'd be looking for either inside the department now or formerly in there, and someone who's managed a pretty big area like you have with the 500 employees and 500 civilians. Would you ever consider coming back and being a commissioner here?
You know, Bear Bryant had a great saying: "When Mama calls, you drop everything and you run home."
Yes.
But I don't know, because I'll tell you what the problem is. I don't care who you get as a police commissioner. If you got a prosecutor that's not prosecuting violent crimes,
right?
You're in trouble. I mean, we're lucky. We're blessed down here. The prosecutor in our judicial circuit, R.J. LaRizza. The guy goes, you get a gun arrest, you get a crime of violence, the guy's going after you, you know.
Well, where are you located for listeners, Mike? Where's your county?
If Volusia County is the East Coast, we're on the East Coast of Florida. Just think Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach is one of our cities.
Okay.
Our population is about 580,000, and geographically we're the size of Rhode Island.
Okay. All right. So that's a sizable area. So what happens next now with this group that you've been telling us about, Mike Chitwood?
Well, you know, obviously we're working with our other law enforcement partners. There was a synagogue was defaced over in Sarasota over the weekend. There was an incident in West Palm Beach that I think if you go to my sheriff's office webpage, Volusia Sheriff Facebook, they were down there doing their protesting thing, and they basically eviscerated this young black officer. You can only watch the video for about a minute to see what they did to him. And then what they did was, after the protest was over late that night, because they had his name and they researched him on Google, they sent pizzas to his house to let him know in a subtle threat, hey, we know where you live. And then the next night they slashed the tires on his personal vehicle in his driveway. So this is what we're dealing with.
Well, I'm glad you're there. We'd rather have you here, though. How's Dad doing?
He is doing. He's doing well. He's not adapting too well to retirement. I mean, he's retired, I think, 3 years now. He's still in the gym at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, I knew
he's out on his bike at 9, and then he aggravates my mother's life the rest of the day.
Sounds like the Chitwoods. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Congratulations on this, and again, love to talk with you as this continues.
Thank you, Dom. I appreciate you having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.